Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Palisa, Lisa Poe. Let's listen to her as to what she said with regards to this. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. We are talking about the very notion and aspect of self-condemnation, something that we see much more and many times, something we need to be careful of. You know, it happens. And so we need to check ourselves as to whether, you know, we still are going on into the very aspect of self-condemnation and all these other avenues and areas where self-condemnation seems to be cropping up its head. We need to check also there. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also give me a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, let's listen to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Self-condemnation. This is something that many of us struggle with, often without even realizing it. It is that heavy feeling of guilt and shame that stays with us even when we've asked God for forgiveness. It's when we keep on punishing ourselves for the past mistakes, replaying our failures, and believing that we are not good enough for God's love. But the truth is, self-condemnation is not from God. As we know, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. That means if you belong to Christ, you are forgiven, you are accepted, and you are loved. Self-condemnation happens when we keep on holding into guilt that Jesus has already carried into the cross. You can recognize this when you constantly think about your past. You feel unworthy of grace and you find it hard to forgive yourself, even though you know in your heart that God has already forgiven you. The fruits of self-condemnations are painful. It leads to shame, fear, insecurity, and even spiritual paralysis. You know, you become paralyzed. You can't grow in the spirit. You are growing in age, and you can claim, you can actually profess that you've been born again for 10 years, for 20 years, but you are stuck in one level in your spiritual growth. It steals your joy. Self-condemnation steals your joy, and it keeps you from drawing close to God. But the Bible shows us that once we confess our sins, God forgives us completely. First John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us, to forgive us from all our unrighteousness. Psalms 103 verse 12 reminds us that as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Think about that. So if God has already forgiven you and forgotten your sin, why do we keep on bringing it up? Healing from self-condemnation begins with renewing our mind and agreeing with what the Word of God says about us. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells us that we should be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We do this by believing God's forgiveness is final for our lives, by replacing lies with truth, by speaking grace over ourselves every day. It's an everyday work. It doesn't happen overnight. When the enemy whispers in your ear, you are not worthy, you must remind yourself that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, according to God's word in Psalms 139, verse 14. Surround yourself with people and teachings that remind you of God's mercy. And you pray also for strength to see yourself the way God sees you. Remember, God sees you cleansed. He sees you loved and he sees you whole, because he has done that by his blood, the blood of the covenant that was shed in the cross of Calvary. Remember, God's grace is greater than guilt. You are not defined by your past. We are not defined by past, but we are defined by God's mercy in our lives. So we must walk in freedom every day. As soon as we wake up, we must walk in freedom, knowing that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. You know, Christ does not condemn us. God does not find fault in us. God is not pointing fingers in us and condemn us and say, you have done this. You have fallen short of God's glory. You didn't speak right. You didn't do well. You have committed adultery. You have committed fornication. You did this. You did that. God does not accuse us. Remember who is an accuser. The devil. The devil is an accuser of the brethren. The devil accuses us to God and also accuses God to us. The devil is the one that keeps on whispering to us that God didn't forgive us. God does not come through for us. God this, God that. Then in turn, when we listen to those accusations, we doubt God. Same goes. The devil will accuse you and remind you of your past so that you continue to condemn yourself and see yourself short of God's glory, see yourself not worthy of his forgiveness, not worthy of God's mercy. You know, you see yourself not deserving to be even amongst the brethren, amongst the children of God. You when you condemn yourself, when you dwell in self-condemnation, remember, you are not doing what the word of God says we should do. So because we are not dwelling in the word of God, we dwell in self-condemnation. We draw away from God's presence. And because of that, we give the devil chance and a room to speak in our lives, because now the word of God is not there to speak in our lives. Now we have given room to the devil to speak in our lives. That's why we shouldn't dwell in self-condemnation. We shouldn't condemn ourselves because of what we did in the past, even if it was yesterday. There is power in repenting and confessing our sins. Even if it was yesterday, we need to be humble enough. We need to have that humility in our hearts. That's why the Bible says we should go into his presence with thanksgiving and a humble and a repentant heart. You know, when you enter into his presence every morning, you enter that in the presence of God with a repentant heart. You confess your sins and you acknowledge that, God, I am a mere mortal man and I have fallen short of your glory by doing this, by doing that, by doing this. We even confess the sins that we know and the sins that we do not know, so that we continuously cleanse ourselves before the throne of God, so that we are not dwelling in condemnation. Even if it happens, even if people pointed you and remind you of what you did in the past, pointed you and remind you of how you treated them, how you have spoken to them and what you did, you need to run to the throne and remember your identity in Christ and say, I am not condemned, but I am cleansed, I am forgiven, and by the blood of the covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, I am a new creation. So in that, we should walk in freedom today. We should walk in freedom knowing that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Stay blessed.
Thank you so much, Palisa. I really appreciate.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082- 0800-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, one of the things that really touches me, Professor, is the verse that is in Luke chapter 19, verse 22. I think it's of the servants with talents. And verse 22, he said to him, "Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow." Out of your mouth. The guy with one talent who buried it said some things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not judged because he buried the talent. He's judged because of what he said.
True. Mm-hmm.
It says, out of your mouth, I will judge you. So he confessed, he said, okay, this one reaps where he did not sow.
Yeah.
Self-condemnations, they come out of complaints. They come out of rebellion. Remember, this is rebellion. He's supposed to do business with this talent. He buries it. And when the master comes, he gives him the talent back. Says, yeah, what's yours? I know what kind of a shrewd master you are.
Yeah.
You want profit.
Mm.
You want business. You want growth. You want development. And that was not good for the master. It was going to be good for him. So he knew the truth.
For him.
But because he was rebelling with his mouth, self-condemnation also comes out of rebellion. Rebelling with his mouth, he did what he was thinking. And because of that, he was condemned. He was judged, in other words. So much of the times, I think we also say that. I think also Jonah said it. Said, you see, that's why I didn't want to go to Nineveh.
Because I knew you were
I knew you. Yes. So Jonah didn't go there because he wanted the father to punish those people. I know you're good. You won't do it. But you make me to go there. So why don't you just not do it and let me be?
That's,
we condemn
that's
ourselves
the point of rebellion
by our rebellions.
About,
yes. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for quoting this scripture. In fact, I wanted to read it in NIV that you may understand what this servant was saying. He says, "I was afraid of you because you are a hard man."
Yeah.
And then you can imagine the statement, it's like it's pointing Yahusha on the eye that I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow. And then he says, I therefore did not do anything with what you've given unto me. So in other words, it's like this sword that he's using is double-edged. He's cutting on the master and also cutting on himself because he's firstly pointing fingers that you are a hard man. Why would you want you to reap what you did not sow? Why are you expecting me to do something with the little that you gave me? So what can I benefit from the little? And then the master replied, I will judge you by your own words. So in other words, nothing new came from the master. Everything that came upon this servant was what he uttered. He said, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. So it means the words that he spoke began to describe him. So if we continue to murmur and to complain, we begin to be described by these actions that we do. And he was called the wicked servant after the act of rebellion, after the act of speaking the way he spoke to the master, after the act of not undertaking or following the instruction, then he became a wicked servant. The definition and the description of who he was came from his actions and from his words, as the master says, I will judge you by your own words. You knew this. So in other words, when self-condemnation has to take place, there's some knowledge that people have that they are building upon, that they are doing the things that they're doing from that specific knowledge. And he says, you knew, did you, that I am a hard man. Because if already said I'm a hard man, that I take out what I did not put in, reaping what I did not sow. So it means based on what you have done, based on the knowledge, the judgment will come to you in accordance to what you knew. So in other words, self-condemnation is also coming from the complaint, or complaints lead to self-condemnation again, because you take yourself and put yourself in a certain position. But what is happening here, you don't want to get to that corner alone. You want to bring other people to the corner where you've put yourself. You don't want to be alone in that black paint that you've painted yourself with. And hence, he is painting the master as a hard man. These complaints are coming as a self-condemnation, as murmuring and all of that, and the rebellion as well. So in other words, we must guard against this self-condemnation, because it has many offspring that it gives birth to. So we might think you are just feeling sorry for yourself, but where this sorry is coming from are many things like complaints, there is rebellion, there is self-pity, there is also jealousy, because I would think that he knew that other people got 5, others got 4, others got 3, and so on and so on. And then now he did not look at what he had and started to look at what others had. And at the end of the day, which is why he's able to speak these words to the master, because jealousy was also brewing in his heart. And then all of these things, they come out in the manner they are coming, as though this person is feeling as self-pity, as though he's now is becoming judgmental to the next person. And all of these things have all of these tentacles that are coming to it. Self-condemnation, rebellion, complaint, murmuring, jealousy. At the end of the day, we might end up defining this by what is spoken in Galatians chapter 5, starting from 18 all to the way to 22. But now it's not about the fruit of the Spirit. It's the opposite of that, where we start looking at all of these sins that fill the heart of men who do not guard against what the enemy can bring into the heart of that man, where self-condemnation is one of those things that the enemy brings. So when he brings these things, it's as though the enemy is on your side by showing you your shortcomings from other people that are not maybe favoring you. So you think you are being mistreated. You think you are not being recognized, not seeing that the enemy is using that door for your self-pity, for murmuring. At the end of the day, you rebel even against the word that was supposed to take you to another level, the word that was supposed to bless you. You said it very well earlier on that this talent that he was receiving, it was not for the master. It was for himself, based on the ability that he had. If he had an ability to carry 5 of them, he was going to be given 5. But this was given because it was equivalent to his ability. But because the eye is looking at the neighbor, he does not see what he has. He does not see the value of what he has. Yes. So in other words, you can even see the angle that self-condemnation takes, not seeing the value of what the Father has done to you and for you, not seeing the importance of who you are based on what the Father is giving you. So when God blesses us with some things, he blesses us based on what we can carry. Bless us based on what we can manage. But if we fail to look at what we've been given and look at the neighbor, we are going to see God as a bad God. We are going to start calling names on the Father instead of embracing what we have. asking him for the grace to carry what we've been given by the Father. And then when we do that, we are going to thank God for everything that he brings to us. We are going to appreciate every little gift that he gives us instead of start as calling him names, and we call ourselves, we self-pity ourselves, and all of these things begin to come, rebellion, jealousy, and so on. We'll end up getting to the point of witchcraft, because rebellion is as good as witchcraft anyway. Mm. So these are the things that develop because people don't appreciate what the Father has done for them.
Sure, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Condemnation, self-condemnation, what it is even all about, and what are the effects of self-condemnation.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo, tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Aforika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And of course, we are talking about self-condemnation. Let's listen to Sipati Tabudi. Greetings to you, Sipati.
Good evening, Pastor A, and good evening to your listeners. So today you're dealing with a subject that quietly destroys confidence and keeps many believers stuck. Self-condemnation, right? So if you're listening to this and you've ever said to yourself things like, God could never use me after what I've done, or I'll never be good enough, you know, that's basically self-condemnation. So it means you're judging yourself harshly for past mistakes, even after you've asked God for forgiveness. It is when your own heart becomes your courtroom, if I may call it that, you know, where you are both the accuser and the accused. But the truth is that God has already declared us free. And when we self-condemn, we're basically holding a trial that heaven has already closed and has found you not guilty. When you read Romans 8 verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So this is a very powerful scripture or verse. It tells us that once we are in Christ, condemnation no longer has authority over us. When Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just forgive our sins, he canceled the debt completely. So if God no longer condemns you, why are you condemning yourself? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. And let's understand something, though. Condemnation is not from God. When you read Revelation 12, verse 10, it says the accuser of our brethren accused them before our God day and night. So the accuser here is the devil. He uses guilt to separate us from God. He uses guilt to separate us from our peoples. He knows that when you are busy condemning yourself, you'll never walk confidently or boldly in God's calling, you know? However, also it's important not to confuse conviction with condemnation, though. There is a difference. Let me explain. So conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. This is when it points sin out, or when it points out sin. But it always leads you back to God with hope. Condemnation, on the other hand, comes from the enemy. It makes you feel hopeless, worthless, and distant from God. So if your thoughts are leading you to repentance and restoration, that is conviction. But if your thoughts are leading you to shame and despair and condemnation, that is not from God. when you read 1 John 3 verse 30, it says, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows all things. So sometimes our emotions will tell us we are not forgiven, or we struggle to believe that we are forgiven. But God is saying otherwise. His grace is greater than our guilt. He doesn't see you through the lens of your failure or your past mistakes. He sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you are struggling with self-condemnation, here are three things that I could advise. You know, it's important, number one, to acknowledge God's forgiveness. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it says that he is faithful and just to forgive. So when you confess your sins, you are forgiven completely. Second thing, it is important to renew your mind with God's word. So replace the rehearsal of what God has already erased with his word. So replace negative thoughts with truth. Speak life, not guilt. And the third thing, it's important to walk in your new identity. What do I mean by that? 2 Corinthians 5 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So you are not the same person that you were before Christ. And and just to summarize all of that, it's important for those who are struggling with self-condemnation to say these words to yourself daily. Every time when you are tempted to condemn yourself, confess the following to you and say that I am forgiven, I am loved, I am not condemned, my past is behind me, and my future is in Christ. Remember, you are not what you've done. You are who God says you are. Thank you very much. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Sipati Tabudi. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
All right. Now, when we look into the notion of self-condemnation, I'm looking at John chapter 8, verses 9. It says, then those who had it being convicted by their conscience went out one by one. And I'm repeating what you read, Professor. Beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Yahushai was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And I'm not focusing on the woman because they've already done that. I'm looking at those who came in to really lay a claim. It says one by one, they left. Self-condemnation keeps us dirty. Even when we are religious, these men seem to be religious.
Yeah.
And because they live, because condemnation keeps you in chains and it keeps you in the sin that you do. And it looks like all of them had a condemnation that was keeping them in some sort of sin. That they came to complain about this one woman, and all of them had sins. Yet they wanted one woman to be stoned to death, but all of them had sins. It says they left one by one, from the oldest to the youngest. And that troubles me also. From the oldest to the youngest, you would see how condemnation goes from generation to generation. What say you, Professor?
Wow. Thank you very much, brother. Let me take you from the first point that you have given.
you were saying self-condemnation keeps you dirty, even though you are religious. So it's not about our religiosity or religiousness, whatever you call it, that makes us pure and righteous. But you need to look deep within our hearts to see if we belong to the Father or if we are in the Father. But now these ones are coming, portraying the acts of righteousness by trying to judge the sin that they think is the greatest sin, because they are being religious and they are saying they are acting in accordance to the law of Moses. And they are not aware that this, that which they are doing, is pointing back to them. As you say, self-condemnation keeps you dirty. And it does not reveal anything of God, does not reveal anything of the Father. And now, when you're pointing out to the issue of when they started moving away, starting from the oldest till the youngest, meaning this self-condemnation becomes an issue of a generational issue when it moves on to that direction, that if I am a person who is like that, I end up passing those things to my children and passing those to another child, to another generation, to another generation. So it becomes an issue of concern for us, particularly the children of God, that we are unable to keep these things within ourselves because these are fruit that are out there to be seen. So when they are out there, our children are feeding on these. Our children's children feed on these. So they go on and go on and on and on. So at the end of the day, we raise a generation who don't know how to depend on God, who don't know how to believe on the word of God, but they are religious. They are living under this covering of dirtiness and of filth. At the end of the day, we continue in that lineage that did not know God, but continue to carry the Bible as though we know him. So we become more religious than we need to be spiritual. So you just pointed out another angle that is very, very important, that these issues that we are failing to deal with, we must know that our children will be suffering from those things. So it means the giants that we cannot kill today will be the giants that will haunt our children. If I cannot deal with the Goliaths today, I must know that I'm leaving those Goliaths to my children. So it means they will be suffering from the very things that I'm failing to deal with right now. Whereas we need to know that the Word of God has given us freedom, and he has come that we may be free, and be free indeed by the power of his word. And we must know that when we are in him, like the scripture says, there is no more condemnation, because we are in Christ Jesus. We do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. So what we are seeing here is that they are still living according to the law and according to the law of the flesh, because the law of the flesh will not benefit anything of the spirit. So because we are entertaining the law of the flesh, we also go hand in hand, or it goes hand in hand with the condemnation, because condemnation is more of the flesh, is more about self, is more about what I can do and what I cannot do. So if I find some shortcomings in me, then I begin to condemn myself, because it is more focused on the issues of the flesh, not necessarily on the issues of the spirit, which is what we need to start looking into, the issues of the spirit. So when we are the children of God, we must know we live according to the law of the spirit. So again, when we start imputing the old sins, we have spoken about this, but I want to emphasize this based on the scripture, Psalm 103 verse 12, that when we are in Christ, we remember that everything of the past has gone. So, but we find believers still in this time and age, having been saved, they are bringing and heaping upon themselves the old sins. Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So it means if I will be quoting some of the things that happened in the past, and I will impute them upon myself, and I don't move forward based on the word of God that I have read today or I've heard today, it means I am not a believer of the word. The scripture says the Lord, our Father, has removed our transgressions very far from us, as far as the east is from the west. So it goes back to the issue where we continue to describe ourselves, we are sinners. I keep saying, I'm a sinner. It means I don't know the word of God, because the word says, I have been forgiven, I am cleansed. And it says, as far as the east is from the west, my Father has removed my transgression. So what is this that we continue to speak upon our lives, that we continue to speak upon ourselves? And then you find people saying, oh, I'm just a human. You know, I'm a human. I cannot be righteous. So it means you do not believe the word of God if it says you are the righteousness of God. If the Bible says you are forgiven, your sins have been cleansed. So it means we do not believe these things that the Father continues to speak to us. We rather believe what the world tells us. Mm. So self-condemnation makes us people who will be away from the Father. We are therefore identified with what we believe. In other words, we keep saying we are in Christ, but we do not live like the people who are in Christ. Mm. We continue to live according to what the world describes and defines us as. So it means for us to run away from self-condemnation, we need to start believing the word of God. I heard Brother Ray saying we need to start looking into the effects of self-condemnation, because these effects make us less of who we are. These self-condemnation rob us of our identity. If I am robbed of my identity, it means I cannot function in the full capacity of who am I. So if I cannot function as a child of God, I cannot command in a way that the Father wants me to command. It means situation will come to me. I won't even be able to rebuke the situations by the use of the word of God, because self-condemnation has robbed me of my identity. It has robbed me of the authority and the power that I have when I am in Him. So it means we need to start looking into this issue so that we can live the life of being a child of God in fullness. We live a life in fullness if we live believing in the Word. So if we believe in the Word, we will not condemn ourselves, because there is therefore no condemnation. The new things has come, the old has passed, and God has forgiven us. I am the righteousness of God. I am cleansed and I'm washed by the blood. And when I call on the Father hears me. And He says, when I seek Him, I shall find Him. So all of these things I believe. And when I take them as they are, as they are being said in the Word of God, my life as a child of God becomes fruitful, and it yields fruit that others can see. So it means I can draw more people to the Father by the way in which I handle myself, because I know who am I. The identity has been received by me embracing my identity. So these effects of self-condemnation, they are taking people away from God, because we do not live in accordance to who we're supposed to be, because we keep on condemning ourselves. So there is no point for people to come to God if even the children of God are still living this life. They are calling themselves names. They are cursing themselves. They are not productive. They are not fruitful. They are not multiplying. They are not prosperous even in their souls. When they have to be prosperous, they are like others. They are drowning in their sorrows. They are drowning in condemnation. They are drowning in the words that the world is calling them. They have just dived into the filth of this world, because they have not taken the word of God seriously. They have believed what's said. These are the effects of self-condemnation that take us away from the Father and clutter who we are. And we cannot reveal the Father if we are in that dimension.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate. And of course, the very aspect of self-condemnation, what it is all about. Let's talk to Kwasi Nontlantla.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Self-condemnation. This is a spirit of guilt.
Mm.
It is a spirit of condemnation. What is guilt? Guilt is that consistent and constant remorse caused by the feeling of responsibility, caused by sin. It is caused by wrongdoing, the missteps.
Mm.
Even after the wrongdoing, even after the repentance, you continue to carry the guilt. Even after the repentance, you continue to be remorseful. Now you start by feeling guilty, and then your conscience kicks in, and then you start to condemn yourself. The spirit will definitely come between you and God, your relationship with God. The feeling then starts to condemn you.
Mm.
The spirit is then activated and you start to separate from God. One cannot fully relate to God when they're filled with guilt. One cannot, when you're constantly remorseful, you're unable to forgive yourself. The book of Romans 8:1, therefore now there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. No one, Pastor Ray, can really hear God when in guilt.
Mm.
No one can walk with God when filled with guilt. And unfortunately, the devil knows this. That's why many cannot hear God. And because of what they did, and it's not because of what they did, but it's because of the self-condemnation. No one can walk in the liberty of Christ when they carry a guilt conscience. And that's one of the reasons many cannot be used by God. Not every guilt leads to repentance, Pastor Ray. Guilt and condemnation look in the past, but conviction looks to the future. The inside man needs to be strengthened by the truth. Now, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Self-condemnation hinders one to engage and grow spiritually. Self-condemnation is you bullying your spirit man. We need to study and know the word so that we may know what God says we are, who God says we are. The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through to 19. So now I say and solely affirm together with the Lord as in his presence, that you must no longer live as the unbelieving Gentiles live, in the futility of their minds, in the foolishness and emptiness of their souls. For their moral understanding is darkened and their reasoning is clouded. They are alienated and self-banished from the life of God, with no share in it. This is because of the willful ignorance and spiritual blindness that is deep-seated within them.
Mm.
Because of the hardness and insensitivity of their heart, and they, the ungodly, in their spiritual apathy, having become callous and unfeeling, have given themselves over as prey to unbridled sensuality, eagerly craving the practice of every kind of impurity that their desires may demand. Other scriptural references, Pastor Ray, the book of John,
yes,
chapter 3, 19, 20, the book of Isaiah, 43, 25, the book of Romans 2, 4, the book of Jeremiah 33, and verse 3. I thank you, Pastor Ray, to God be the glory. May we all free ourselves from the condemnation and know who God is and know what he's done on the cross for us. The condemnation has been paid for. Let us enjoy being children of God. To God be the glory, Pastor Ray. I thank you. A blessed evening, Father. Amen.
Amen. Nonsense, I really appreciate.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button. Or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about the very notion of self-condemnation, what it is even all about. And I think in many instances and cases, we don't see how at times it continues to rear up its ugly head in our very lives Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyo luntu lonke.
Let's talk to Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Hi. Not forgetting the amazing contributors to tonight's program regarding self-condemnation. And also, let's send our warm greetings to those that are streaming in on Radio Pulpit Jigelele. Self-condemnation, Pastor Ray, makes me open my Bible to the books of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, and Psalm 19. Verse 14. We're going to start with the book of Isaiah, where it says, "You keep him in perfect peace,
yes,
whose mind is stayed on you,
mm-hmm,
because he trusts in you."
Mm.
And the psalmist says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, because you are my rock and you are my redeemer." Those are the verses that I'm tying in today for tonight's discourse, because I want us to realize that whilst we're living here on earth, we are humans. We should not rely and make our final judgment on the mistakes that we make on earth, because there is a great judgment that is coming, and that is the Elohim that will tell us about our ways of living in the world. Self-condemnation in the workplace is a very dangerous thing to have, Pastor Ray, and that's where I want to center tonight's topic, that we should be able to recognize and be authentic in our work that we put in on our day-to-day business, because this will allow us to see the mistakes that we're making. And as an individual, we need to lay off the cloth of having an ego, because once we do that, that is the only way we will propel to success in our life, rather than getting feedback and using that feedback as a negative standpoint and seeing it as a downfall in our life. We're supposed to take feedback, either it being a pro or a con, as a notion of making us be the better person tomorrow for the future, and not condemning ourselves in terms of the mistakes and the faults that we make, because it starts with the mind. If we're gonna listen to the negativity that is going on in the world, our mind will be infiltrated with the nonsense, Pastor Ray, that is happening. And we're not supposed to use it as a standpoint, but rather, Pastor Ray, we're supposed to see the positive in what we're doing. How do we become better as an individual in our faith? How do we use situations at work to grow from a certain point? And how do we take that to become a better individual tomorrow? To say, I have learned from that mistake, then rather critique ourselves from that mistake, because we're not going to have peace. And that's why the scripture tells us, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Because why? He trusts in us. That the only way we're going to do better in our life is if we have peace and we recognize our authentic self, that we should not stumble on mistakes. Mistakes are there to help us grow, because we are not perfect. And the second scripture of the book of Psalms, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, because you are my rock and you are my redeemer. Let us do things that are pleasing to the Lord, Pastor Ray. Let us not focus on the downfall, on the negativity of the world, but let us put positive words in our mouth, because it starts with us.
Yeah.
We need to feed our mind on a structure of positivity. We need to feed our mind on the structure of the people that we hang around with. feed our mind on the positive things that we watch, because those are the true reflection of being the sheep of Christ, Pastor Ray. Because he tells us that once we meditate on his scripture, we will have it in our hearts. Because he also tells us in the book of Matthew that people are known by the fruits. So let us be the bearer of good news, Pastor Ray. Let us work on our goodness and rather belittling ourselves because of our faults. Let our faults carve and manufacture a new human being by the renewing of our mind.
Yes.
Because he then tells us that we will be acceptable in his sight, because he is our rock and he's our redeemer. So those are the two scriptures that I'm leaving us as believers tonight with, in terms of self-condemnation, Pastor Ray. Let us look at it in a positive way. Let us be faithful in spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, we are not going to be able to guard our heart and our mind on things of the spirit. We're going to be looking at things of the flesh, which is a dangerous tool. And for Christians and for the ones that do not know God, that is our focus, to feed positivity, because we reflect the sheep of the Elohim. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much, Ratu. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and of course, just as we close, Professor, what would you say? I'm looking at Romans 2:1 says, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. Here's another aspect. As we continue to cast aspersions on others and condemn them, we are also condemning ourselves. And we really need to check our perspective of others. Since the word says, look at others as better than yourselves, we need to really approach this field with caution. Professor, finally.
Thank you very much, brother. It goes back to the issue of do not judge others, because the manner in which you judge others, you will also be judged. I'm also reminded of Matthew 7, that you are looking at the spank in your brother's eye, and you're not looking at the lock that is in your own eye. And here we can even bring back the scripture of John 8:9, when these keepers of the law, the scribes, were coming, bringing this woman who was caught in the act of adultery and pointing fingers that she has sinned, and they are not aware that they are also greater sinners. And Romans 2:1 says, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same thing. So in other words, while we are trying to condemn others and judge others, we are not aware that we are actually reflecting what is in us. We are reflecting who we are. The same thing that we are pointing at other people, the same thing that we are suffering from, are the weaknesses that we also sometimes have.
I know. We seem to have lost the professor there somewhat, somehow. Let's get her back.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Spreading God's Word. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Hey, Professor, we are left with just a minute and we are wrapping it up. What would you say then?
Yeah, sorry about that. We got cut while you're still talking.
Yeah.
So what we were saying here is that we need to be very careful of condemning others, because most of the time, those who are judging others harshly and condemning them harshly, they suffer from the same weaknesses, which is why the scripture you quoted in Romans 2:1, that therefore you are inexcusable, because that which you are pointing out to others, these are the very things that you are suffering from. But I also want to quote 1 John 3:20 as we are about to close, which says, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God." So this is the verse that is bringing us back to the Father and into the proper behavior of how we should be as the children of God. Mm-hmm. Let us not allow our heart to condemn us, because our Father is not condemning us. Right. And our Father is greater than our heart. Let us allow Him to have the final word. Beloved, our heart does not condemn us.
Right.
If it doesn't condemn us, we have confidence in the Father.
Hallelujah. And of course, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And let me tell you, Apostle Greg Sikasa, we'll be also having Apostle Kabelo Morake, and they'll be having a wonderful 2025 men's conference. So I was able to ask him to speak a bit with regards to this, since we are going into Men's Dialogue, and this is what he said.
Kingdom Light Ministries, Pretoria West, is hosting Dear Men Conference 2025. We are speaking to all men under the theme of dear men. Dear is D-E-A-R, men. So dear men. We are speaking to men about D-E-A-R. What is D? D stands for diligent. So we are speaking to men to say God wants men to be diligent, and will explain in details what diligent or diligence means. And E speaks of excellent. Excellent doesn't mean perfect, but excellent means to throw beyond a mark, to go beyond what is normally expected. That is excellent.
Mm.
And A speaks of ahead, which says to men, do not lead from behind, but lead from ahead. Lead as an example. Set an example. Be ahead, so that those you are leading will follow, will look at you and follow. And R. R stands for real. Men ought to be real. Real before God and real to those who are living with men. So please join us in this conference. Dear Men Conference 2025. It will be held at Davidsonville near Lotus Gardens. And men, all men are invited to be part of this conference. There is a registration fee of 200 rands, and meal will be included. Meal will be served. And there are two speakers. We have Apostle Greg Sikasa. Gaza. We have Apostle Gabelo Moroke, who will be ministering in this DMN conference. Please do join us. We have two sessions. The first session is at 10 a.m. and the second one is at 3 p.m.
Wow, thank you so much. Apostle Sikasa there. The attorney, by the way. Professor, I want to thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for having me. Blessings to you and your family. And blessings to Brother Parukia in his absentia. Blessings to the family for the pulpit. Have a blessed evening further. Till we meet again. May the Lord richly bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. May the Father do good to you and to your family. And please pass my regards to the girls. And say hi, and pass my love. Thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you. Bye.
All right, then. And of course, coming up next, Men's Dialogue. I'm talking to SMK. You will know who SMK is. Duda. Rabah.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.